So here's to all of the good thinkers, and here's to the lonely drinker. But don't you know, let this moment pass.
Hello, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and then the host of the Crude Life Media Network and podcast. Thank you, folks, for tuning in to The Crude Life, a place for expert interviews, full-length features, and specialty programs. And it is all thanks to our fine sponsors. Folks, The Crude Life sponsors are quality companies who have ethics at the core and have proven to be positive leaders in their community. Please support our fantastic sponsors. In addition to this podcast, I invite you to check out other Crude Life productions, like our weekly newspaper column and magazine features. Visit thecrudelife.com for a full list of our media partners and content offerings. Never miss an episode or article. Subscribe on iTunes or have our free weekly newsletter delivered to your email box. And of course, be loyal to our sponsors. They keep the program free and literally keep our lights on.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
So here's to riding shotgun with the Lone Ranger. Here's to making a few friends out of a few strangers. But don't you know, let this moment pass.
Welcome back to the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host for this special interview and podcast. Today we talk with Todd Morrison. He's the founder and CEO of Insight Environmental out of Superior, Wisconsin.
Here's to not letting this moment pass you by.
Todd Morrison, CEO, founder, Insight Environmental.
What I'm seeing is drone imaging, or the, I guess the new PC word is UAS, UAS industry. Talk about how you got into this.
So we're an environmental consulting company, and we do a lot of leak detection and repair, optical gas imaging. A client, a large energy transportation company, came to us and said, can you guys do our tank inspections safer, more efficient, and save us money? About 18 months ago, we started exploring utilizing drones for that application. So we partnered up with some technology companies, mainly FLIR, to look at how we can do inspections safer and save our clients money.
North Dakota is one of six test states to implement some rules, create some rules. Are you aware of this? Are you dealing with this? You're using it on a commercial level, so you have to go through some hoops here.
Correct. There's three major hoops that we need to go through. One of them being the FAA 333 exemption, and the other is having the insurance and the pilot in place. So currently the FAA requires a pilot to actually operate the drone on a commercial basis, and we have all three of those in place.
Pop quiz here. I'm going to sidebar for just a second. I'm going to talk more of an opinion-based question. Social responsibility. You mentioned pilot. Obviously, you think right away, pilot's license. I've been following the UAS industry for 10, 15 years, specifically since 2007. And I've seen such an advancement of the technology that I see a day where the average person might have to take a license for the social responsibility behind using a UAS or a drone. No right or wrong answer, but just talk to me a little bit about that social responsibility.
Sure. There is quite a bit of social responsibility with this, especially invading personal space. And we're doing this on a commercial application where clients are paying us to gather data for them. On the social side of it, we're making sure that we're not flying over individuals, flying over crowds, invading that personal space, because not everybody likes the term drone. And that's why you get that socially acceptable phrase of UAS or UAV. So we're taking that very seriously, making sure that anybody around us knows what we're doing and knows what type of information we're gathering, and specifically not gathering their information.
Speed of technology is increasing beyond anybody's expectation. I was talking with Doug Goring, the North Dakota Ag Commissioner, in November, several months ago. And the example I always give people is either a pipeline or a row of sunflowers. You're going to have a UAS fly over it, and we have got the sensors to a point now where we could identify an individual pathogen or a pinhole leak in a pipe system. And Doug Goring said, actually, we're getting there because of these sensors you can put in the ground, which are biodegradable, and they relay in real time to the UAS or the drones as they fly over. Talk to me about just this technology. Are you guys keeping up? Are you glad you're in at the ground floor? Are we on the top floor? Where are we at?
Oh, we're definitely in on the ground floor. The technology has advanced quite a bit, and our minds have just opened up and our eyes have opened up to what other type of advancements can happen with this, whether it's precision ag or incorporating non-destructive testing into all this, into all the applications. So the technology is limitless. The sky is truly the limit with this, and I think we're definitely on the ground floor.
Are you doing much in the ag world here in North Dakota, Wisconsin, Minnesota, well, wherever you might have an office? We're here at the Bismarck Energy Conference, but this UAS industry is going well beyond the energy and ag sector. But talk to me about the ag world and then any other areas that you're seeing the UAS being beneficial.
Yeah. We got into this because of our background in environmental consulting and working with energy companies. However, when you start to look at all the applications, whether it's surveying, mining, volumetric analysis, and precision ag, you start exploring all options. We've started doing that. We've hired individuals that have that background in precision ag, have that background in surveying, have that background in urban planning as well. So we're looking at this at all angles. Our core business is energy and environmental consulting, but we're getting into precision ag, we're doing volumetric analysis, we're working with civil engineering companies to provide them that data and provide them that service.
I bet it's got to be hard not to sprint towards those other industries because the competition is starting to percolate a little bit in this UAS industry, yet there is. It's systematic at the same time. You also got to involve some other players, whether it be a software developer or an optical type. Talk to me about that. How many different players are involved here?
A lot of different players. And to get at your point, our core business is going to be that energy focus on infrastructure inspection, and that's what we're best at. Mm-hmm. However, we know that precision ag and surveying is going to be limitless as well.
All right, talk to me about the safety behind this. Now now you get to sell people on what you do. The benefits of doing some optical gas imaging or just the benefits of having a drone or a UAS.
Yeah, so our company is an extremely safe company. We've never had a lost time incident, and we're dealing with dangerous situations. Our background is in leak detection, repair, optical gas imaging. So going into those different difficult, dangerous situations, we've applied that same knowledge, same safety protocols into our drone technology, making sure that we not only have a pilot, but we also have an operator and another visual observer to make sure that the atmosphere is safe and the conditions are safe to fly around energy-intensive energy infrastructure.
Two more questions. Are you in any other plays besides the Bakken? We're here in the Bakken shale formation. Are you in any other formations?
Yeah, we're out in the Marcellus. We have an office in Philadelphia, and we're also up in Alaska doing some work for refineries there.
And All right, last question, or second to last question. We'll end it on a good note, but just some of your barriers to entry, I guess. This is a new technology, so there's a learning curve. There's also probably some research and development dollars that people probably don't want to spend. I just gave you two there, but I mean, what are some of your barriers to entry, I guess, some of your hurdles?
Sure. The biggest hurdle for us was making sure we're going through the correct FAA exemptions. And then also ensuring that we've got the correct capital to go in and purchase the correct technology, the correct sensors, and the correct drones.
All right. And then what do you want people to know about your company?
Insight Environmental, we are a company that has been focused on energy infrastructure inspections for the last 15 years. Now, our expansion has went into UAV technology, where we've been able to incorporate that inspection background into safe, efficient drone imaging technology.
Todd Morrison, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
The rock star, Todd Morrison.
To find out more information on Todd Morrison, or to check out other full-length features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And that concludes this special podcast. I thank you folks for joining us today. My name is Jason Spies. Be happy, be safe, and we'll see you next time.
And here's to the sound of one hand clapping, and here's to not letting this moment pass. And here's to carrying the weight of the world. And here's to screaming, yeah, never being heard. And here's to not letting this moment pass.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.